We'll just talk a little bit about the boomerangs, if you like. So it started in 1967, and that was as an alternative to the hotels. Mm. Is that right?
Yeah.
And why was that?
There was a lot of groups going. There was the Keringles, the Carnabys, the Boomerangs, the Pollies, the Regents, the Regals, the Shamalians. That's with Dawn O'Donnell and Donnie Smith were the Shamalians. Yeah, but there was a half a dozen, I forget the name of the group. They used to have their dances upstairs in Glebe Point Road at the Labour Party Hall.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of their names now.
Right, okay.
Yeah, but we had hired it once or twice.
Right. And your Boomerangs group was formed by a group of friends, as you explained, who provided the initial funds to launch the first dance, and they ran a raffle to recoup the costs. And what about the name of the Boomerangs? How did that come about?
Well, it was called after a beat in Sydney in Boomerang Street, and called after Boomerangs. Most of us did that beat. I didn't do it.
Right. Whereabouts was that beat?
At Boomerang Street, just near St Mary's Cathedral.
And as far as you know, when did it start being used as a beat?
Oh, it's always been a beat.
Okay. So you then started the club rooms in Enmore Road, mm-hmm. with the Boomerangs Club. Can you describe the rooms and why they were set up and why didn't they last?
They were on top of a shop, and they were basically a flat. And there was the big front room, a room behind it, and a kitchen behind that, and downstairs was the toilets and a bathroom off the kitchen. We just found it was costing us too much money.
So when did it start and when did it finish?
It lasted about 9 months, I think, but I'm not sure about
so that. And the year was the late 1970s, is that right?
Possibly.
Okay. Before Mardi Gras. Mm.
Before Mardi Gras, yeah. Before the bars.
Mm. And is it true that the club rooms and the Boomerangs group was set up to provide an alternative to the dancers to make something more permanent, so that people could come to on a regular basis?
Yes, but we still ran our dances.
Yes.
But we used the club rooms to rehearse in.
Right.
And to store our costumes in.
Mm. And who paid for those, the rent all those club rooms for that 9 months?
All of us. See, we used to raise money at the dances,
mm.
and the money went... But it was like the going out quicker than was coming in.
Yes.
In the end, so... We had a few functions there, I remember.
And they're well attended?
Yeah, well attended.
And you mentioned too that you organised a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
And your group actually produced a lot of flyers for different events. So would you like to tell us some of the events that you had? And can you tell us about the first... show that you staged?
The first show that we staged, I was supposed to do the lights and obtain the lights. I obtained the lights, but the night of the show I went to Surfers Paradise.
Right.
Which they'll never forgive me for.
So you're supposed to be doing the lights, but you didn't go because you went to Surfers Paradise?
There was a plane strike and I got the last plane on the Saturday afternoon.
And what year was that?
When I joined, 1968.
All right, and whereabouts was it?
It was at the, it was at Bexley, at the Masonic Hall at Bexley.
Yeah. And what sort of party was it?
Just a dance.
Just a dance?
Yeah.
Okay, and so tell us about, how the night went.
Well, I wasn't there, but it went very good, I think.
Right.
All reports.
So did you organise a DJ?
No, we used to record music on a tape recorder and play it over the speakers of the tape recorder.
Right.
And people complained all night. It wasn't loud enough.
Right.
So that's when we... And DJs Ian McLean was one of the first DJs in Sydney, and so we got him, and he was gay and things like that.
So you had some more of those dance parties every year. So how many roughly would you have a year?
Oh, probably every second month.
Every second month. And what venues were they held at?
We moved from Bexley. I don't know where the next one was, but we held a lot of them at the Coronation Hall Botany, and the Botany Town Hall and the Leichhardt Town Hall. We had some in the later stages at Randwick Town Hall.
And any memorable incidents?
No.
So the police never came?
Yes, a couple of times they did.
Mm.
But I don't know why.
And did they stop the party? Or?
Oh, no, they never stopped it.
Okay, so this came because somebody called them?
Yeah, I think so. It seemed to be, things were becoming better, and the police were a bit more tolerant, I think, and this one copper said to us, he didn't say it to me, it was related to me, that he'd said, "We've got you all in one place now, we know where you are."
Right, and what year was that roughly?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't got a clue.
Early on in the beginnings of the Boomerangs or later on?
I think it was at Coronation Hall.
Right.
Yeah. Because we used to find venues in the early days that didn't have a caretaker.
Mm.
And then when we found venues that had a caretaker, we used to bribe them.
And how much did you pay?
We'd give them $20 and a case of beer.
And what was the
bribe? $20 was a lot of money then.
Was a bribe for the booking?
The bribe was to leave us alone.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So if we give him a case of cans, and he'd drink those and he'd be pissed.
Mm.
You know, and $20 in his kick, and it was only probably earning $10 the night or $20.
Mm. And we have some of your brochures, your flyers advertising your dances. There's one here for Coronation's Christmas Follies in 1974 at Coronation Hall in Mascot. Do you remember anything from that night?
No.
Okay.
I was in a couple of shows.
And what did you do in the shows?
In the chorus line.
All right. So singing what sort of songs?
They were all recorded.
I see.
Yeah.
So you were just lip syncing?
Yeah.
Okay.
You could call it that. We moved our mouths.
Yeah, moved your mouth. And what sort of songs were they?
Hit parade. Disco.
Disco.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that guy, Keith Whitehead, produced quite a number of shows that were based on a theme.